Bruce Coburn, If This Were the Last Night of the World. And before that, Woody Guthrie with the classic Dust Bowl Blues from Dust Bowl Ballads. Talk about extreme weather. We've been doing songs here about climate change in honor of Earth Day and Earth Week. And I'm going to be doing more of this on Roots and Branches this Sunday at 9 a.m. More completely different songs about climate change, 2 hours worth and a few quotes, having a guest from NIST, Cindy Holden, and she'll be putting in her 2 cents. I wanted to end with a kind of comical quote from P.J. O'Rourke for contrast. Unfortunately, this reflects a lot of people's opinions about climate change. P.J. O'Rourke says, "There are plenty of problems in the world, and doubtless climate change, or whatever the currently voguish phrase for it all is, certainly is one of them, but it's low on my list." P.J. O'Rourke. So, you've been listening to Highway 322, and this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org.
Good evening, everybody. This is Denno from the Denver studio, 7th and Calamath. And the name of the show is called Dixieland Marmalade. I want to thank Ginger for a fine show. We're going to start off with a man who lives in New Orleans, Seva Venet, V-E-N-E-T. And he does play traditional jazz, but he does so with string band. And he is an authority on the string bands of New Orleans. We normally think of as horns and the like. But we thought we'd just start things off just a little differently tonight.
here is one of a kind. Good time. Get them by the dozen. Just enough to keep the dance floor buzzing when the band gets rocking. Anytime it's Saturday night. I ought to have bought them and stored in the fridge today. If I could, you know, I would have been a millionaire. Attach a little label with a rubber band. Sell it by the gallon at the roadside stand.
on a show or two. No one does those clever scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming. Scheme, I'm scheming. Now I know why mama taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
All right, good evening, everybody. It is now 8:13 on your Thursday evening. Beautiful night as it is. And you're listening to Dixieland Marmalade here on KGNU. This show airs once a month. And on the third Thursday of each month. And the rest of the time is Jack Rummel's Ragtime America. But he cannot make the third Thursday of the month. And before, for a long time, we were on the second Thursday of the month. But then this is like my, I think my 11th year of doing the show. We have three DJs, Joanne Cole and Jerry Maddox and myself, and we each get four shows a year, and it's a lot of fun, and really enjoy doing it. That set started with Seva Venet. That's a plenty done string band style. It's just really fascinating liner notes. He's a scholar of New Orleans string bands. Then we heard from a new CD from Mashika Lake and the Little Bighorns. The name of the CD is Bad Kids Club. And the track that you heard is called Anytime is Saturday Night. And the last one you heard is Rick Trollson. He is a trumpet, that was called Exactly Like You, of course, on a CD called Sunrise on Bourbon Street. Rick Trollson is a trombonist in New Orleans. He moved there in 1982. And never really recorded traditional music until 25 years later, a couple years after Katrina, he began to really appreciate the traditional jazz of his city, adopted city, and recorded a few CDs at doing traditional jazz. But that one was a little bit different, too. I love the arrangement of it because it features his muted trombone, and there's a bass sax on there. First, I thought it was just a very deep Barry sax, but looking at the CD, it's a bass sax, so I can imagine it's a lot of plumbing right there to make up that instrument. We are going to go next to Wilbur de Paris, and what's interesting about him is you may think that because of his sort of a French name, that he is also like a Creole from New Orleans, like many of the people that we play on this show. But he is actually from the Midwest. And he and his brother, Sidney, formed this sort of New Orleans jazz band thing. Sidney played trumpet. But we're going to play you a track called Madagascar. And I'm not sure about this track exactly, but it says here that Wilbur plays trombone, and Sidney de Paris plays trumpet and tuba. So it's an interesting combination there with Wilbur de Paris and his New Orleans jazz. The name of the track that we're going to play you is called Madagascar.
driving down to New Orleans. Yes, that city, so pretty. Baby, a historic scene. Yes, I'm thinking they might put review way down on Bourbon Street. When there's a lot of hot spots, you can meet all the big shots down in New Orleans. Shabba that dirt, sopping, pepper, sopping, fire. Shabba blabba blab, shabba bada dumba. Shabba it, shabba, 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 shabba. Shabba blabba blabba, shabba bada ba ba ba. Shabba ba 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 ba, from scab, ba ba. Bourbon Street. When there's a lot of hot shots, ba ba ba, such a big shot, baby, down in New Orleans, ba 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 ba. We'll be right back.
Joe's Barroom on the corner over by Jackson Square. They were serving the drinks as usual, and the usual crowd was there. On my right stood old Chuck Bradman. His eyes were bloodshot red, as usual. He looked at the crowd all around him, and these are the words that he said. Well, I went down to the St. James Infirmary to see my poor baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so bare. Oh, let her go, God bless her. For wherever she may be, she can search, search this whole wide world over. But she'll never find a sweet banjo playing man like me. Stetson hat, don't forget about the hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat. Well, I went down to the St. James Infirmary to see my poor baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so bare. Now this is the end of my story. Hey, bartender, how about another round of booze? And if anyone should ever ask you, just tell them I've got the St. James Infirmary.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's 8:32 now in your community radio station. Well, excuse me. And you're listening to the sounds of Dixieland Marmalade, a once-a-month show featuring the best of traditional jazz. And as I said before, there's three of us in this show, and I think we all do a different thing. Lately I've been focusing on maybe the people that are carrying on traditional jazz now, because these are the people that are making their living from doing it. And I suppose at some time I will start digging back into the crates and pulling out some of the really older stuff. Although the Wilbur de Paris cut that we opened up with, Madagascar, that was from about 1951. And that sounded great. A lot of different movements in there. A lot of starts and stops, and kind of must have been tricky to play, and people really had to know their music to do that. We went next to James and Troy Andrews, 12-inch shorty. James Andrews is the older brother of trombone shorty, Troy Andrews. And on this record, he plays trumpet, and trombone shorty plays trombone, of course. And so James Andrews, I mean, he comes from a musical dynasty, the brothers do. Their uncles, it doesn't say in relation here, but Prince Lala was his uncle, and he's best remembered for She Put a Hurt on Me. He's also related to Jesse Hill, who had a hit in 1960 called Ooh Papa Do. And so one of the CDs that James Andrews recorded was released in 1998 called Satchmo of the Ghetto, and paying tribute to Louis Armstrong. What's also interesting about this CD is that he didn't really enlist traditional players that are really known for traditional jazz. On drums is Stanton Moore, who plays with Galactic and a bunch of other different bands. On guitar is Jun Yamaguchi, who played with Monk Boudreau and Papa Gros Funk. So you heard the Bourbon Street Parade there. And then we ended with Fritzl's New Orleans Jazz Band. Fritzl's is a club in New Orleans for traditional jazz music, located at 773 Bourbon Street. And we gave you St. James Infirmary. We would like next to go into maybe a little bit older stuff called Chic and Sadie. And Chic is Kid Chic Cola. And his wife is Sadie Goodson Cola. And they're kind of like Dee Dee and Billy Pierce, who played together. In fact, Billy and Sadie are sisters. I really like this track that I'm going to play you tonight. It's called Sadie Special, and this thing stomps pretty hard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is Dixieland Marmalade. I'm your host tonight, Dano. And it's 8:47. So we have about 13 minutes left of this fine, fine show before we turn it over to Dave Glotz and Swing Shift for another fine, fine show. And then he'll turn it over to Greg Schultz, who'll be doing jazz and beyond for another fine, fine show. So do keep it on this very fine, fine radio station, KGNU, your community radio station. If you ever wanted to volunteer here at KGNU, your local community radio station, come have a look under the hood at our next volunteer orientation, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo at 7 p.m. Drop into the Boulder Station at 4700 Walden Street, or down here in Denver, 700 Calumet. Find out how to get involved, plug in, and join the KGNU team. That's right. That's Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. 1 hour, that's all you need, at either station. Call 303-449-4885 for details when they are open, which is usually like 9 to 5:30. All right, really quickly, Sheik and Sadie. There was no Sheik on that cut, but the rest of the cuts on this 504 Records, there is a Sheik. He plays trumpet, and she plays piano, just like Billy and Dee Dee Pierce. And Sadie and Billy were sisters, Dee Dee. Anyway, that was just a track called Sadie Special, and that's a really a strong left hand. That thing stomped. And then also there was a string bass and drums on that track. And then we changed it up just a little bit with Marcus Roberts, Alone with Three Giants, where he honors Jelly Roll Morton, Duke Ellington, and Thelonious Monk. And I played you the Crave from Jelly Roll Morton, and I really thought he had a nice Jelly Roll touch to that track. And that sort of boisterous one that you heard last, that was a great track called High Society from Sweet Emma Barrett, the Bell Gal, and her Dixieland Boys, which includes the very strong trombone playing of Jim Robinson. Percy Humphrey is on trumpet. His brother Willie Humphrey is on clarinet. Emmanuel Sales is on guitar. And McNeil Bro is on bass. And Joshua Fraser is on drums. It's really interesting about Emma Barrett. This track was recorded in 1961, January 25th in 1961 in New Orleans. It says here that she had a stroke in 1968 and left her partially paralyzed, but she continued to perform with one hand, and then she would pass away in 1983. We're going to go next to the New Orleans Moonshiners, a newer group that does traditional jazz. This is a track called Coquette.
Monday day that you promised me, oh, last Tuesday. Don't forget and don't be late. I'll be there waiting for you, baby, by noonday. I'm gonna shine my shoes, I'm gonna tie my tie. Step right up, baby, look you right in the eye. Oh, don't forget our Monday date that you promised me last Tuesday. I'm gonna tie my tie. Step right up, baby, look you right in the eye. Oh, don't forget our Monday day that you promised me, oh, last Tuesday.
Thank you.
You know, we could do this all night. Play this great traditional jazz from one of our most colorful cities in America. But we do have to sign off. And I'll quickly run down the tracks. New Orleans Moonshiner, Gaby Coquette. And don't forget our Monday date that you promised me last Tuesday was by the New Orleans Jazz Vipers. And we're finishing up with Lewis Ford and his New Orleans Flares, a track called New Orleans Stomp. And it's now 9 p.m. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online at kgnu.org. It is time now for Swing Shift.
And a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Thank you for joining me for the best of the big band years. Tonight we play a program called Covers, where we take a look at different versions of the same tune by different artists and the progression of some tunes over the years. So stay tuned for some very enjoyable listening. Music lingo, of course, covers are tunes that are recorded secondarily by a second artist after they've already become famous as played by another artist. And certainly during the swing years, there were lots of examples of this. Probably one of the most interesting to listen to is the comparison between Fletcher Henderson's orchestra and then Benny Goodman's orchestra playing the Fletcher Henderson arrangement. Certainly, from a jazz perspective, most people think the Fletcher Henderson arrangements swing better under Fletcher's leadership. Certainly, they are cleaner under Benny's. So it all depends on your tastes. And here from the mid-30s, we'll listen to a great example of that. the King Porter Stomp as played by Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, and then from 1935, Benny Goodman with Bunny Berrigan at the trumpet and his version of the King Porter Stomp that actually began the big band years.